The Wine Guy is presented on 92.1 WGHN by DSC Products, a manufacturer of cleaning products since 1983. DSC Products, locally owned and family operated. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions. DSC Products, clean freaks and proud of it. Here now are the hosts of The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, our in-house sommelier, Jeff Crutchmeyer and Jesse Bruce.
This is The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN, and I am your host, Jesse Bruce. Joining me, as always, is our good friend, our in-house sommelier from the Grand Haven D&W, Mr. Jeff Crutchmeyer. And our show, as always, is brought to you by DSC Products out of Muskegon. DSC Products, they are the folks to go to for your cleaning solutions. They don't just manufacture the solution, they are the solution. Whether it's you need chemicals for carpet care or upholstery, hard surface. If you have a small business or a factory, something of that nature, these are the people to get a hold of for the products for the cleaning. And we are so very happy and thankful that they are sponsoring The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN. Now, if you're new to the show, or if you've just heard parts of it, or you heard me playing the blooper on my show last week when I was talking about the smoky wines, and I meant to say smoky meat. Anyway, if you're wondering what this show is about, this is not just Jeff and I sitting here drinking wine and going, this is a great wine. No. The whole thing is it's about pairing. It's about pairing and flavor enhancement. That's what this show is about. So we'll drink wine, but then we're going to pair it with something, and then we're going to tell you how it tastes. And everything that we're talking about here today is available at the Grand Haven D&W. All righty, Mr. Crutchmeyer, what are we talking about today?
Today we are coming up to the holiday season, so we have got wines and we have got little snacky foods, things that people put out that you snack upon during your course of the evenings. We have some chocolate-covered pretzels, we have chocolate-covered raisins, with some toffee peanuts, and then we have some cashew in dill pickle.
Yep, pickled cashew. And you and I were talking here before we got going. Pickle has become very popular for some rude reason. Like, I know there's a major chain restaurant that has like pickle slushies now, and pickle is really picked up.
Especially in the Bloody Mary mix. Yeah. A lot of people come in that, and I am surprised that a lot of places don't carry the dill pickle juice.
Mm-hmm.
And but we do have little shots of dill pickle juice that we do carry at D&W.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one area that I saw that coming around the corner about maybe 8 months ago. So we decided to pull some of that in.
Okay. All right.
Yes, but pickles are really big. We're really good. Today, our main focus that I want to see is the Brady Vineyard. Now, Brady Vineyard is out of the Paso Robles area. And when you taste these wines from Paso Robles, you will know Paso Robles is known for the big, juicy, wine. I mean, they're not that soft, type of wine where you're going to eat, with like a pizza or something. These are going to be really nice, big, full-flavored ones. So a lot of people like this, especially now. The weather right now is just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We have those nice 70-degree during the daytime, and we've got 53, down to the top of the 40s. And just enough cool. We're sitting outside, being able to enjoy some of these wines where it's not too hot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Now, we're going to start out with a Cabernet Franc.
Cabernet Franc.
Now, Cabernet Franc, to me, happens to be one of the better varietals. I love Cabernet Francs. It's kind of hard to get them as a single variety. They usually take the Cabernet Francs and they'll blend them, especially in France. They use them in their Bordeaux. In the United States, they'll use them in their blends. It's very uncommon to come across a Cab Franc that's 100% Cab Franc. To give you an idea of that, is that we have the Brady, that vineyard line that we just brought in. They have a Cab Franc, and one of the reasons I brought them in. And the only Cab Franc that D&W carries that's on the shelf is Abeto, which is out of Argentina. So I didn't have a direct correlation of another California one to compare for us to get a really good sense of the terroir, but this will give you a good idea of the terroir between country to country in the Cab Francs. Now, Cab Franc is very, very widely known and planted throughout France, and now it comes into South America. It's kind of speckled in there in the South America, but California, like I said, it's just not as, you know, widely known and produced as a single vineyard, and which is why, or single variety, it's just why I'm excited to go ahead and give this a taste out. This is my first time tasting out outside of the barrels with this Brady Vineyard.
Okay, all right. And then so, terroir, terra means earth, so what are we talking about?
That's correct. That's exactly what it means. It's Latin for earth, and that means from the region that it comes from. So this is from Paso Robles, so they have, you know, different flavor in the earth. As you know, when the vines grow and the they go down into the ground, they're sucking up that water. I always give people the analogy, and you got, this might be run a little long and stuff, but bear with me on this.
That's a Saturday morning. Go ahead.
So it's like I give people the analogy of a Mr. Coffee. Remember the old Mr. Coffee drip coffee makers? So if you were to take the coffee grinds and you put it in the basket, and then you put it in and you put a glass or a big pot of water on there and you run it, that water that's on the bottom is going to be coffee. And that's your first year that you're going to have it. Now, think of it as on top of that earth, all the, that grinds and stuff was a farm. So you had like a lot of apple trees, a lot of cherry trees out there, blueberry bushes that were growing. Well, you cut that farm down. You decided to do a vineyard. You go ahead, you put those in. Well, that first year when those vines go down and they're sucking up the water, all the decay that's on the ground right there, that's the coffee grinds right there. So when it rains and snows for 1 year cycle, is doing a one-year turn of the Mr. Coffee. So that can be really strong coffee. So, of course, your grapes are going to have a lot of the fruit flavors and stuff that was grown on that property. Now, the second year, without changing the coffee grind, because you didn't plant anything new on there, so now you got that coffee grind, you just poured more water, another year cycle, and it goes through, it gets thinner, and then it gets thinner. That's why we say it takes 7 years before you get a mature grape to taste of the terroir. Because after seven cycles through a Mr. Coffee machine, that seventh one is pretty much all just water. So you're going to get the flavor of the earth and the soil that's around it. Now, you're taking away all that other components.
Okay. All right, there you go. So, a little science for everybody out there. A little science on the show today. Okay, good deal. All righty. So
All that talking is making me thirsty.
I was going to say. Okay, now to reset, tell people what this is.
This is the Brady Vineyard, and this is the Cabernet Franc.
Okay, Cabernet Franc. And a nice dark color to it, a lovely red. Not as viscous as that stuff we got into last week. But no, very nice. And then very traditional smell profile there, just, you know, just smells
big, bold, jammy. You got the big
very strong too. Let's take a little sip here and see where we're going with this bad boy. I find that to be very light, not heavy, warm but no burn. Very fruity. I get like a very, I'm going to say dry grape. I mean, it's I get a grape, but I mean, very, very hint, like very, very, I'm sorry, very, very thin hint of grape.
Yeah, very thin. It is, and that is correct. The grape thins, the grape skin on this, it's a thin layer skin. It is a little lighter. I get like that really light berries, you know, like the light berries on there.
But not full, not over, not like the stuff we got into last week. That was different stuff. All right.
Let's head this one. I am going to, you know, I know I'm. It's not going to be. I'm going to go with the toffee peanuts.
All right.
Even though I was looking at the dill cashews,
I will try the dill cashew because you know, I'm very curious because this has a flavor to it. I've never had a dill cashew either. So here we go. Well, it's not too bad. If you don't catch it. Mmm. Oh, wow. Okay. You tell me about yours first.
Yeah. It really brought the toffee, that caramel taste of it, really smooth. It gives it just like a, like, it almost made it like turning the toffee into a molasses and just fill the sides of my mouth.
Yeah.
And as I'm talking, I'm my mouth is watering. My mouth wants more.
Yeah.
It really wants more. It's nice. It tamed the sugar down.
Yeah.
It's not sweet, but that caramel.
Yeah.
That toffee flavor, that real nice toffee. Mm. And it did overpower it because of the fact that it is a lighter skin.
Okay. Form. Well, I'm going to tell, and this is probably, I hope this makes sense, folks out there. I had the pickled cashew, and when I had a hit of that, and I had a hit of the wine, I should say, the pickled cashew, this is what it tasted like to me. A burger. I tasted a hamburger because of the pickle in the hamburger. And I mean, it really brought out the pickle. Because there's, like, when you eat that cashew, there's not a lot of pickle on there. It's just hint. But when you drink this with the cashew, I got a very big burger feel on it. So yeah, that was nice. That was a very interesting experience. Very interesting experience. Now, are we going to have the one?
Now we're going to have the Betu.
The other one that is the the compadre.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. And this one here is from Argentina.
Yes.
So now we're going to go to the southern hemisphere and see how their Cab Franc pairs up with this.
Have you been to Argentina?
I have been to Argentina, yes. Did some skiing out there and had some customers over there. And I really like Argentina. Argentina's kind of nice. I really wish I got into the very southern, you know, tip to it. I really think that was kind of neat, but... I only made it down as far as Buenos Aires.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. Color-wise, a little bit more vibrant color. Okay.
And the fruitness is a little bit more pop in there.
Yeah.
It pops it. It's a little more predominantly there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to take a – I'll take a pop of this, and we'll go from there. There's a reason this show's on Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Here we go. Okay. A little bit more busy.
Yeah.
A little bit. There's a little bit more happening with this. Still kind of in the same as the first one, but a little bit more.
It's a little bit more drier for me.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. I see it's a little bit more drier, a little bit more alcohol. You can actually kind of, I can taste more of the alcohol.
Oh, yeah. There's a little, there's more of a.
Yeah. More of an alcohol residence in there. Yeah. So I get that with that. Not as smooth, I don't think, as the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Which has got just a little bit more of a grip and a bite to it, you know, on there. But, again, still light.
Okay.
Still
light. Now, again, to since we're doing an experiment, should we eat the same thing we ate the last time to...
So make a comparison?
Yes, yes.
I think we should.
All right, there you go. All right, so I'm going back to the pickled cashew. And, again, the brand of this that we're
this
having...
This is the Abeto.
Abeto.
And this is the Argentinian.
Argentinian. And it is the... Contemporary of the first one,
which is the Brady Vineyard Cabernet Franc, from Paso Robo, and this is the Cabernet Franc from Argentina.
Okay, here we go. Down the hatch
from the Mendoza area.
And this is pickled cashew.
Did not pull out as much of the caramel toffee flavor than the first one.
Yeah.
But it did pop out the peanut part of it more.
Yeah. Well, this made this taste like, I didn't get the burger vibe off this. It reacted more, I think, with the nut than it did with the pickle flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave it kind of a very earthy, very meaty kind of a flavor. Enjoyable, though. Both of them were enjoyable. But, that was interesting. That was very, very interesting. And to tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here on 92.1 WGHN, and we'll be back with more of The Wine Guy in just a moment. Of course, our show is being brought to you by DSC Products of Muskegon.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
At DSC Products, we're clean freaks and proud of it. We don't believe in the 5-second rule. We give each other scrub brushes as gifts. And we've been creating cleaning products our competitors wish they had since 1983. From the highest quality carpet and upholstery chemicals to expert training and support, we'll save you time, money, and those ew faces from customers. We're more than a supplier. We're your partner in crime against dirt. DSC Products. Clean freaks and proud of it. Find us at dscprod.com. DSC Products. We don't just manufacture solutions. We are the solution.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
And welcome back to The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce, being joined as always by our good friend, Mr. Jeff Crutchmeyer. He's our in-house sommelier from the Grand Haven D&W. And this week we're doing a comparison between explain it again.
The Brady Vineyard, we have the Cab Franc, the Brady Vineyard Sauvignon, Cabernet Sauvignon.
There you go.
And with a Brady Petit Syrah.
Okay.
And then we're comparing these with others from the region or close to it.
Gotcha.
That D&W carries.
All right. Well, we just had the Cab Franc.
Yeah, we had the Cab Franc and the Petit Syrah and then the Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay.
And so we're comparing these up with little finger foods that you will get in the holiday season, that a lot of your get-togethers that you'll be going to. And I know with all of these nice little finger foods and candy, they were probably blowing your diet there.
I'm not eating a lot of them, though. So. I can still, again, of course, a lot of people know I've lost about 60-something pounds, courtesy of our friends.
Congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
That.
Courtesy of our friends at Fountain Medical Aesthetics. And I can still have these things. I just don't have as much as I used to. So, and if you notice, I just take nibbles of things. But for the good of the show, I will tough it out and we'll continue on. And what's next for the glass there?
All right. Next, we're going to go with the Petit Syrah. Mm-hmm. And this is the Brady Vineyard Petit Syrah.
Petit Syrah. That means, and that petit means small. And what is Syrah?
Syrah is the grape varietal.
Okay. So small.
They're really small grape, the Syrah grape. And then these are the really small beans. So it takes a little bit more of these grapes to make the bottles.
Okay. All right. Well, color-wise, nice, dark, very grape jam. Looks like a nice, thick grape jam. All right. Not as viscous, but looks nice. Looks nice. Let's take a smell here. Earthy, but not overpowering.
Definitely earthy. Definitely, definitely a little bolder.
Yep, a little bolder.
You can smell that right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and it's got good legs. Yeah. On there.
Let's be brave and take a toke here or so.
A little tasty taste on these.
Yep. There you go.
That's so good.
I got a little cinnamon.
Yeah.
Like the hint, not like overpowering. Like if you're having cinnamon toast and you lightly put cinnamon on the toast, that's the vibe I got off that.
Mm-hmm.
No burn, smooth. But after it goes down, that effervescence that's in your throat up into the top of your mouth, cinnamon.
The vapor, yeah.
Yeah,
the
cinnamon. Vapors cinnamon.
That come up.
And my nose has loosened up a little bit. So there you go. There you go. That's what I would say. What did you get out of it?
Yeah. I mean, again, you're right with the little cinnamon. It's got like a little hint of cinnamon flavor, but it was really good on the fruit flavor. It's like I said, this is like on the blackberry, sector, just right on the blackberry. It was really good in the fruit flavor. Like you said, it wasn't overpowering. It's not like a big jam fest in the mouth.
No.
And it's just nice and smooth, almost like marmalade.
Yeah.
It's more of a marmalade type flavoring and stuff, which was really good. And I, like I said, I enjoy that silkiness.
Yeah.
That's what I got with it. Yeah. It's more like a silkiness in the mouthfeel.
Yeah.
But like you said about the vapor, I did get that little bit of alcohol vapor coming in the back.
Yeah.
But nothing that's going to deter me from finishing this glass.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, because it had cinnamon on it, I want to try one of these toffee.
You seem to be making the better choices here than me. I'm going to go with the dill this time. Okay. This year, because I'm very. You know what? No, I'm going to save that dill for the Cabernet.
All right.
I'm actually going to go with the chocolate covered pretzels.
Chocolate covered pretzels. All right. I'm going to have a dill. I'm going to have a toffee covered peanut here. And because I sensed cinnamon in this, and I wanted to just see if that would amplify it a little bit. So let's go. So that this is going to make no sense, but I'm going to say it anyway. It is a very, I didn't get the cinnamon vibe that I thought I was going to get. I didn't get the sweetness. I got a very earthy, almost like a mushroom. It had a very mushroomy type taste, but it was good. I mean, I like mushrooms, so, but I mean, it was very, very good. I was not expecting that. See, I thought because these are sweet and there was a hint of cinnamon flavor in this, I thought, oh, it's going to be sweet, sweet. No, but it was very earthy. It was very good. I enjoyed that. It was very good.
Now, I went ahead and had the chocolate-covered pretzel, and that was really, it brought the pretzel. It smoothed out the chocolate. It made the chocolate more, you know, really nice and creamy, though. That's what it, you know, that's what the chocolate's going to do anyway. But it made it nice and creamy. It leveled it out in the mouth. But the crunchiness of the pretzel with a little bit of that saltiness, that was good. I mean, that kind of really kicked in, and I enjoyed it. It you knew you had a pretzel in there, but it kind of amplified it. I thought I had more pretzel in my mouth than what I actually had. Mm-hmm. That really brought a good flavor out. Now, I cheated because while you were doing your description, I also took one of the chocolate-covered raisins to kind of see, you know, if that's what it's doing, if that's pulling out on that. Chocolate-covered raisin did not work out as predominantly as the chocolate-covered pretzel. Mm-hmm. For some reason, the chocolate was there, but the raisin just kind of like faded. I don't know if the, you know, the wine just kind of took it away, you know, gone, said, hey, you're one of mine. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't a phenomenon. I would prefer this all day long with the chocolate-covered pretzels.
Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. But good nonetheless. All these have been good, but I think it's time we polish these off and we move on to the next one. All right, what's next, good sir?
Now, we are staying in California this time.
Yeah.
And this is the Old Soul, and this is from Lodi.
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 Like the song.
Which is actually kind of not too far from Paso Robel, so we're not going too far off track there.
Nope.
Whoops, I'm just handing
there you don't want it. Be careful there. Yep, nope. Lodi, agricultural town out there in California.
Yes.
Made famous in the song by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Ah.
Yep, there you go. Stuck in Lodi again. All righty, well, let's take a look here. First of all, visually, very dark, lovely purple. Not a lot of viscosity, which is good. Not so you can tell it's not a heavy.
You know, I'm getting impressed. We have been doing this now. This is what, show number
20-something.
20-something.
22.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your terminology, and you're looking at this voice. I mean, if you were one of my students in my class.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go. I pick up a few things. Went to public school, I did. All right, let's see here. Let's take a sniff. Oh.
There you go.
Okay, earthy. Earthy one, but a different kind. I get a floral off that. But not like a violet.
Like a
very, very, like you're out in the wilderness. This is not like a flower shop floral. This is like you're out in the wilderness floral. And there's a lot of it around.
Yep, a lot of these just playing around. There was a place down lower Michigan that we went to. They had a lot of the poppies. They're known for their poppy farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's down there. And we went through there, and the floral and the smell that was going through it was really, really good. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend was laughing because I would stop and smell all the flowers and things, which is, like I said, that's one of the things I do because I taste everything. And when I say taste, smell.
Smell, because smell is a huge part of taste.
That's correct.
That's right.
And
that's right.
So I was smelling everything. I'm sure the people there were looking at me like I was a little crazy, mm-hmm. but that's what I do. Even in the restaurant, it kind of embarrasses my girlfriend a little bit. I smell all my food, you know.
Well, you want to, you know, that adds to it. All right, let's take a little, let's take a little hit here.
Oh, man, that is really nice.
That is nice. Boy, now, it was funny because I was expecting something a little heavier, but it was light. Again, no burn. There's been hardly any burn on any of these. And the aftertaste was very, very light. Let me take another. I didn't really get a...
I get that that fruit roll-up, you know, with not like a dark berry fruit roll-up. Not that light sugary one, but just a, like a, like just the darker one there. And just like one that's been kind of sat out a little bit and was a little bit more, that your sugar would have been gone from it.
Yeah.
So you get really nice, almost like the skin part of the grapes.
Yeah. I'm getting like a craisin, you know, like dried cranberry raisin type thing. That's what it tastes like. It tastes like a dried cranberry to me, but very, 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 very good. Very
All
good.
Right.
Now, what do you want to pair yours with?
You know, I've been sitting here looking at these, thinking I still saving that that dill pickle one, but I think I am going to go with the Reese's peanut butter pumpkin.
All right, peanut butter pumpkin, and I will have a chocolate covered raisin. Of course, raisins are in the wine family because raisins are grapes that got very, very old. Okay, here we go. There we go. All right. Oh, wow. Picked right up. Picked right up. Okay. Tell me what you thought.
Well, I had to finish the other half of that. I wasn't going to let that Reese's go to waste.
Exactly, yeah.
So, that was really good because of the fact I love how it spread out the chocolate.
Yeah.
Automatically. Uh-huh. Boom, out. I could feel the creaminess. And then it took that peanut butter, which has got that pumpkin spice flavor into it, and that marinated well. Absolutely. I liked it. It just, it was, I'd almost say pumpkin pie-ish, but it's like a pumpkin pie, but if you put a dab of, like, jelly on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I know it sounds kind of weird, but... It's just like a, you have that, but then you have that fruitness right on there with it, which is really good. Not my favorite, but good. Very good.
I had the chocolate-covered raisin, and the thing I notice is the amplification of the raisin and the fruit. It was very, very fruity. Like a big burst of fruit. And then with the chocolate around it in the background, it made that, because I know what the chocolate tastes like. Without the wine, but with the wine, the chocolate almost tasted like a dark German chocolate. It was really weird. It made it kind of change its profile there. But no, it was good. That was good. These have all been good. A different kind of taste experience here today. It's a different kind of fling. It's not like last week where everything was a little heavy and overly sweet, but still good stuff. And we've got more wines to sample here during the Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN. We'll be back in just a moment. Again, our broadcast today and every Saturday is brought to you by our friends at DSC Products in Muskegon.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
Uh-oh, red wine on the white carpet. And that's not just a stain, that's a family heirloom stain in the making. Enter Press-It from DSC Products, the fast-acting water-based dye remover that laughs in the face of grape juice, Kool-Aid, wine, soda, food coloring, you name it. No fumes, no flammable solvents, safe anywhere. Carpets, countertops, whiteboards, gone in seconds. So go ahead, live dangerously with your beverages. Press-It has your back. Visit dscprod.com. DSC Products, we don't just manufacture solutions, we are the solution.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
Welcome back to The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN in the Blue S Property Studios. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce, being joined by our in-house sommelier, Mr. Jeff Crutchmeyer from the Grand Haven D&W. As always, our show is being brought to you by our friends up there at DSC Products in Muskegon. DSC Products don't just manufacture solutions. They are the solution. If you own a small business or factory, you do a lot of industrial cleaning, you need the products to get the job done and done the right way, whether it's carpet care, upholstery care, hard surface cleaners, or so much more. They've been doing it over 40 years. They are located on Latimer in Muskegon. DSC Products. Hit them up online at dscprod.com. All right, Mr. Crutchmeyer, why don't you review what we've been doing for everybody who just might be joining us right now as we get ready for our final, I guess we call this flight of the show. What do we got?
All right, yeah. We have got now, we're down to third down and 1 yard to go.
Yep.
We're doing the Dan Campbell reach here. We got the Brady Cabernet. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Brady Vineyard, Cabernet Sauvignon, Paso Robles, we're going up against True Myth out of Paso Robles as well. So this is a side-by-side comparison. Same region, mm-hmm. same location. So same price point. All of these wines are in the same price point of each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're all within that what we call the sweet spot, which is just the lower $20. So they range anywhere between $20 up and no higher than $25.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all available at D&W. And now it's the big guys, the Cabernet. So we're going with the trick play. Heading in, and I'm going to be heading the cashew dills
with
this one.
He's going to have the cashew dills. I'm going to have the chocolate-covered pretzel, but first of all.
First, let's taste it. Do a tasty taste.
A little lighter than the other ones, but still a lovely color. Nice dark purple and a little viscosity, but not too heavy.
Well, boy, is it big on the nose.
Yeah, it is. It comes up and it gives you a little bop on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, that crawls down your throat.
It's already jumped down for you?
Let's see here. Let's take a little tasty taste on this thing and see what we get.
Mm.
Wow, now that was light. I was not expecting that. That was refreshing. That's almost like I just got done running and I wouldn't mind drinking that. No, because it was refreshing. It wasn't like I was expecting some sort of like heavy kind of thing, but no, that's very light.
No, that, like I said, but very fruit forward.
Yes.
I mean, it's got a lot of fruit going on in there, and it is, like I said, it is a nice big wine. Not heavy, but big.
Yeah.
As far as flavor wise.
Yeah.
So I got like a lot of that big blackberries in there. Had a little bit of a hint of rhubarb in the back,
mm-hmm.
which I kind of like that. It's just, Cabernet is just like one of those wines that, as it gets cooler outside, it's one of those that you just want to sit out by the fire. And I've been having fires outside my house,
mm-hmm.
and especially on days after we tape this, I take the excess out, my neighbors come over, they love me to death, mm-hmm. And they come on over, they help finish these up, and we sit outside by the fire. It's just nice and warm and very, comforting to know that this brings people together.
Well, you're going to have the pickled cashew, and I'm going to have the chocolate-covered pretzel.
I've been dying for this one. I've been waiting. I'm going to do it with both of them.
All right.
So let's go.
That's fine. Good pretzel. Can't go wrong with chocolate-covered pretzel. Oh, wow. Whoo! Boy. There's like a million things happening there. At first, it was salty. Then it was sweet. There was a big burst of flavor. Then it was sweet again. Then it got salty. And now it's sweet again. A little bit of everything there, man.
Wow. I don't know if you put this analogy in my head or if it's just a true, true flavor. But I understand exactly what you said about the burger.
Mm-hmm.
With this dill pickle.
Yep. Tastes like burger. Yeah.
Right. It just really, it gives it almost you almost have like a, I get a little bit of smokiness flavor in there. I have that dill pickle on there. It's like I had a little, like, steak flakes.
Yeah.
Remember steak flake?
Yeah.
Steak flanks?
Steak flanks, yes.
Yeah. Sizzlers, I think
oh,
they
yeah,
call
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
sizzlers.
Tube steak. Yeah.
That's what it was like. It's like a little sizzler.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that, put that in a little hoagie bread, put some pickles in there, you know, dressed it up, and had that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it tastes like to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sizzlers.
There you go.
Well, do they still make sizzlers?
I think they do. I think they do. All right. Well, let's finish this off, and we'll have one more round here. By the way, this is our record for beverages consumed in a show. We're going on 6. All right. Here we go.
All right.
Let's top this
Now we're into True Myth.
True Myth.
Yes.
True Myth. Great wine name. True Myth. Whew. There we go, boys and girls. All right. So, looking at this one here first, she's dark. She got some bubbles in it. Boy, that's when you hold it up to the light, there's a nice little pitch to it there, nice color. Let me take a sniff here.
More floral than this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no, that it's out. Let's try that natural. And again, not like in a flower shop. I'm talking about like, let's say it's really hot and you're out deep in the woods and you find some wildflowers, but not like necessarily sweet smelling wildflowers, just something, you know, they smell good. Don't get me wrong,
right.
But it's just, it's a very strong earthy flavor.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, more natural flower, floral out there. Yeah. My girlfriend's got a whole section on our house that's all natural flower, the wildflowers. She'll go out and we'll see, it's kind of almost embarrassing because she'll see some growing on the side, like in some open lot or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to go pick that. Mm-hmm. We got to go grab some of that. Mm-hmm. So we'll go out and, you know, we'll pull those up and we'll take them and plant. She's got a nice little section. And the butterflies that are attracted to these things, to me, I'll sit outside, you know, have a you know, bottle of beer, some wine or some bourbon, and just kind of watch the flowers. It's actually kind of relaxing after a hard day of selling,
selling wine or a hard day of taping and drinking wine. And then the best way to recover from a day of drinking wine is drinking more wine. There you go.
Exactly.
There you go. All right. Well, let's take a hit of this here and see what we got.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, again, this was very, I was not expecting this. I was expecting kind of a wallop, and it's not a wallop. It's very light, very smooth, not a burn. There has not been a burn on any of these wines. I would have this wine with something. I wouldn't have it as a standalone, just me, because I think these wines pair better. But no, there's a little fruit there. No, not a lot of burn. I mean, enjoyable wine. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that one there. It's not as big and bold as some of the Paso Robles Cabernets that, you know, I know of. And these have, like I said, a little nice light. They're kind of like AM1 sauce, you know. They're not so much as thick and viscous like a ketchup, you know, or like a big, you know, that Sweet Baby Ray's.
Oh, yeah, the barbecue sauce. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. This right here is like that little AM1 sauce. It's, you know, kind of a little runny, a little softer, a little smoother.
Yeah.
And it's not as thick and as viscous on there.
Yeah.
So, All right.
All right.
I get to go back to the lime cashews. So I'm happy about that.
I'm going to go to the chocolate-covered pretzel.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see where we go from here. Again, everything we're talking about is available at the Great Haven D&W. Okay, here we go. There's to you.
All right.
Here we go.
No tasty taste.
Oh, woohoo. Boy. The salt and the sweet are just rolling over in my mouth. Rolling over. That was almost an electric flavor. That was really, really exciting. That was very, very cool. Very, very cool. I would have chocolate-covered pretzels with any wine, but that was really, whoa.
This is really good. It pulled out, again, it's got that burger thing, but this would have to go with a like a junior whopper. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be for the big guy. It's not going to be for that big, you know, quarter pounder, things like that. This would be for that little junior, that little smaller beef. I think it a little bit more on a, as far as velocity of the of flavor. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a bump up than the Brady. Because like I said, the Brady's that sizzle steak.
Yeah.
This one here, like I said, is a little junior one. The meat's going to be a little bit thicker mm-hmm. for this one to go on there.
Yeah.
I like it. It's good. I really enjoy these. I think all of these kind of pair well. I think they have, you know, they're great for the this time of the year. Is there any one that I, like, truly love? You know, for the $23 price point, no. They're good for the pricing. I just think that, in my opinion, I think there's a few that I could possibly probably find a little better.
Yeah. I will say from my understanding of what we were doing here, you know, the Brady, I guess, is the newer brand. And then with these other established brands, I didn't notice much taste difference between them both, except for this last one, which was the more, I guess, for lack of a better term, original True Myth. That True Myth had a lot of stuff going on. That was really exciting. That would probably be the one I would choose out of the most, because when that hit that chocolate covered pretzel, it was just... I mean, we've been doing this for months, and every once in a while you'll have a pairing, you're just like, wow, and that was a wow pairing. So I guess out of all these we've had today, which we're going to review here in like 30 seconds, I would go with True Myth. That was my favorite out of the selections today.
All right,
Mr. Crutchmeyer, explain one more time all we had today and where they can get them.
Yeah, well, today we went ahead and did a side-by-side comparison with three varietals. And we try to get them as close as possible to them. We started out with the Cabernet Franc from Brady, which is from the Paso Robles area. And we compared that to the Abito from Argentina, from the Mendoza area. And then we went over to the Brady Petite Syrah, which is from the Paso Robles area. And we compared that with the Old Soul from Lodi. At California. So California on that one. And then we went to last but not least to our Brady's Vineyard from Cabernet Sauvignon, Paso Robles. We compared that to the True Myth Paso Robles Cabernet Sauvignon. And we found that those were a side-by-side comparison, same vineyard, everything, and a little bit truer for the True Myth.
There you go. Well, again, all these wines that we talked about today and all the snacks are available at the Grand Haven D&W.
Are we going to do a snack comparison? I mean, we got a, you know, we got a whole bag here.
Well, I'm going to be munching on these all. No, they were all good. I mean, even the pickled. I tell you what, I wasn't expecting much from the pickled cashew because I'm not really, that's not my thing. But they weren't that bad.
And that's a new thing. It kind of came out and stuff. When I saw that, I said we had to do a show.
Yeah.
We had to bring that on.
Yeah.
And you're right. And like I said, you nailed it on the head, which, like I said, great kudos to you. Mm-hmm. It did bring it a burger-style flavor.
Yep, it did taste like a burger. It was the first thing that popped in my mouth. But all the treats were yummy. And again, everything we talk about here today is available at your Grand Haven D&W. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, a couple little housekeeping things here before we get you on to the rest of your Saturday. Again, this show airs every Saturday morning here at 10 o'clock on 92.1 WGHN. And it's brought to you by our friends at DSC Products in Muskegon, DSC Products on Latimer. Listen, if you are a business owner or you own a small factory or just something that needs a little bit more cleaning power, some industrial cleaning, these are the folks to talk to, because whether it's your carpet, whether it's your upholstery, whether it's hard surfaces in your office or your plant, these are the folks to talk to get the products to make it happen for you. Go to dscprod.com. We taped this show earlier in the week. I know we a lot of people, you know, we take the curtain behind just so you understand. But what we like to do is we like to get the show up on our Facebook page a day, 2 days, sometimes 3 days ahead of time. And you can go on, you can listen to the show early, but it's also an opportunity for you out there, the listener, to win a cool prize from the Grand Haven D&W. It's a $20 gift card, okay? Then here's how you do it. All you have to do is just go to our Facebook page and you'll see a picture of the bottles of wine. There'll be six bottles of wine up there. And then you just just have to like the page, just like the post. That's it. Like the post. And then what we will do is we will randomly go through, we'll pick somebody out, and that person will win a $20 gift card good to the Grand Haven D&W. Actually, good to any D&W. I stand corrected. It's good for any D&W. It's a $20 gift card. You pick it up at the Grand Haven D&W. You can take it to go get gas. Like we said, we can use it at any Grand Haven D&W. And generally, we pick those winners like about anywhere within the week of the show. So when it airs to before the next one comes out, we pick the winner. We reach out to you. We get in touch with you. And then you can go pick up your gift card. All right, Mr. Crutchmeyer, this has been a great show as always. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I'll let you go ahead. And the day that this show airs, there is a 20% sale going on at D&W. So if you come down to D&W and get six bottles or more, you will get 20% off of the original cost.
There you go.
So we have that going on every now and then that would spare. It's going on this Saturday. So feel free to come on down and get 20% off. So that $20 could go a long ways.
All right. He's Jeff Crutchmeyer. I'm Jesse Bruce. And this has been The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN. We'll talk to you again next week. And remember, every pour tells a story.
The Wine Guy is brought to you on 92.1 WGHN by DSC Products, a manufacturer of cleaning products since 1983. DSC Products, locally owned and family operated. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions. DSC Products, clean freaks and proud of it.